This is 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, October 15th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up is Nike Run Club, which is updated for Apple Watch Series 4 starting today. That's especially important for Apple Watch Nike Plus, released 10 days ago, which has two exclusive watch faces with a fixed complication for launching the NRC app. The update finally lets you fill the whole screen with the app on the larger Series 4 watches, although Nike Run Club still needs new complications for the new Infograph and Infograph modular watch faces. And Libretone has released AirPlay 2 support for its Zip and Zip Mini portable speakers. These speakers work with both Wi-Fi and Bluetooth for wireless audio streaming, and AirPlay 2 support means multi-room playback, HomeKit support, and compatibility with HomePod. And because Libretone speakers work with Bluetooth and have 10-hour battery life, they can be used as AirPlay 2 speakers at home on Wi-Fi or away from home as portable Bluetooth speakers. AirPlay 2 support is available through a free update from the Libretone app. And if you plan on using the iPhone upgrade program to pre-order the iPhone XR on Friday before it hits stores a week later, you can be pre-approved for the upgrade starting today. Just use the Apple Store app to start the pre-approval process, then skip the step on Friday when pre-orders start. The Apple Store app will even let you use Siri to start the iPhone XR order if the pre-order with the iPhone upgrade program is pre-approved already. And finally, Adobe Max has kicked off today with loads of news about Creative Cloud, including a preview of Real Photoshop CC for iPad, which includes desktop sync and debuts in 2019. We also got a look at Adobe's new Premiere Rush CC app, which is out today and takes on iMovie for video editing, Adobe's new migration tool for Apple Photos users switching to Lightroom, and much more, including the first look at Adobe's new illustration style for Creative Cloud. Apple Senior Vice President of Marketing, Phil Schiller, was actually on stage at Adobe Max on Monday, where 9 to 5 Mac is in attendance. During his surprise appearance, Schiller discussed the upcoming Photoshop for iPad release, augmented reality, and Apple's collaboration with Adobe. Check out Michael Stieber's extensive coverage of all the news out of Adobe Max 2018 on 9to5mac.com. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers.
Thanks, Zach. So my Saturday article covered what to do with old devices as an institution when they come up for renewal for their lease, and covered three things you can do. You can trade them back in, sell them wholesale, or sell them privately. And we've had great luck selling them privately to parents and faculty, just because we make a little bit more than we would trading them in wholesale, and parents get a great deal on a device. We do just make abundantly clear that these devices are, you know, not under any kind of sort of warranty, hardware or software, and basically don't call us about them once they leave the building. Really, you know, heard some comments from people that said, hey, we like to keep older stuff in production just because it's still good and we can still use it for various, you know, tasks. My comment was, is to that, like, if it's worth using an old device for, then it's worth getting something new for. Because, you know, at what point do you take, you know, an old device out of production? Is it after another 3 years? If so, are you supporting it during that time, hardware and software? And so, yeah, to me, you know, when it's time to replace a device, you get rid of it, sell it, and use that money to replace something else. My Sunday article was looking at really what I'd love to see come from Apple Music in iOS 13 and the next version of macOS. One of the big things is a redesign for you. You know, every time I open Spotify, it really, I feel like, gives me a great job of giving me recommendations of something to listen to right then. Like, it's usually just on point with a good playlist or a good album. And I don't feel like the For You tab, you know, does that. Like, it, you know, it starts with very large graphics that you take a few seconds to load, where Spotify is almost instantaneously. And I don't know. I just really feel like the For You section really needs some tweaking to help me find out what I want to listen to. I've got multiple other suggestions, but go read those in the article and let me know in the comments or on Twitter what you think about them.
Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.